News brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and the Wheatland Bank. Steve, are you allergic to anything?
Not that I know of.
Man, I don't know if it was, honestly, if it was smoky yesterday or the wind kicked up some stuff in the air, but holy smokes, man. I don't know if anybody else has got it going on today, but eyes and
you got a little
sinuses,
something?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. I thought I was fine, and then maybe it was that funnel cake at 10 p.m. I don't know. Could have been one of those
it's
things.
It's throwing you off?
I really don't know yet. Yeah. If anybody else having a bad allergy thing, I'm just curious. We'll award our winner of the Fancy Like here in just a little bit. Let you know if one of those four people won. Maybe it's you. All right.
Could be.
More stuff to give away, by the way, coming up.
Yes. Jay, are you ready for the future?
Sure.
Okay. Check this out. This is pretty wild. Norwegian-American AI robotics company 1X, they have announced their latest creation. It's called Neo, N-E-O. It's a humanoid robot designed for some home use that could begin shipping as soon as 2025.
Is it like a, what's the robot look like? Do we know?
It's very kind of creepy.
Really? I'm going to see if I can Google it.
I mean, it's not that creepy, actually.
But does it look like a person?
Does it or doesn't it?
Does it?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, that's creepy then.
I think kind of. I mean, it's got like human, I don't know. So it's.
Wait, is this it? Is it wearing like a gray sweatsuit?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Kind of weird? It's a human being. It doesn't have a face, but it's.
Yeah.
It's got the 10 fingers. I don't know about toes, but it's wearing shoes. Oh, that is weird.
So they're saying that they're going to potentially send out thousands of these units in 2025.
Is this where they take over the world and then they just get rid of humans?
Maybe. Eventually millions of units by 2028.
Hmm. Yeah, that looks... I guess the answer then is no, I'm not ready for the future.
Okay. Neo is 5.41 feet tall, weighs 66 pounds, walks up to 2.5 miles per hour, runs at 7.5 miles per hour.
Whoa. See, that's it. I don't want a running robot.
Not running in that way.
I know. I don't want to be able to outrun the robot. Yeah. This thing's just going to catch you and then it's over, man.
Yeah. It boasts a 44-pound carrying capacity. And can operate on a single charge of 2 to 4 hours.
Huh. Well, I mean, cool but creepy at the same time. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if it only has like a 2% charge, then you can outrun it. Run it. Right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you just let the battery go dead a little bit, and then aha.
Gotcha.
Does it say how much these things are? They obviously are selling these, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Neo, whatever you said the name of that company is. They can't stay in business if they just are giving away their robots.
Right. And I assume they're going to just be selling it to anybody.
I'm looking at the comments of this video. And they're like, this is not a robot. This is a human being in a costume. Everybody thinks that this is a scam.
It does kind of look like an actual person.
It looks too real, and it actually literally looks like it's moving non-robotic-like. I mean, part of it actually looks like a robot, and I'm not going to lie. Part of the ad looks like it's a person in a robot suit.
I'm looking at like a little GIF of what's going on. It's just this robot, if it is a robot.
Yeah.
Just... putting up his hands and kind of like shrugging.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that looks kind of more human than robot, like you're saying. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of funny, though.
I'm going to put this on the poll. Do you want a robot at your house?
I mean, it's meant for, according to this company, it's meant for like, I guess, chores and other things like that.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you, sure.
Giving you a hug, it says.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You don't want a robot hug?
Okay, but no, uh-uh. Let's see. Okay, so I'm putting it on the poll. You can follow us on... get too many words.
Oh.
Too many words.
You need a robot to help you out with that?
No.
Bet you there is one.
Don't want to die in my sleep.
Okay. But how crazy is that? They're planning on thousands, like within the next year or so, or a little bit over, and then millions by 2028.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is right around the corner.
Yeah. I mean, again, if I could have it do chores, maybe. Like, you know, if it could walk behind the lawnmower, or if it could do some stuff like that, maybe do some of that. And then, you know, like at night, you lock it away. I mean, you know, not that I'm paranoid.
Story number two.
Oh, man. That's what we had to do when, you remember Furbies, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
So they were super popular when I was growing up. And so we, of course, got one for me, one for my brother. And my brothers would just not stop talking.
Oh, no.
It was just out of control. And, you know, if you put your hands over its eyes, it's supposed to go me, 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 and fall asleep.
Okay.
It never did.
And yours wouldn't fall asleep?
No, this was his.
Oh, his wouldn't. Bother. Yeah.
Mine was perfect behavior.
Of course it was, just like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to always, like, shove it into a drawer.
Oh, my gosh.
And eventually it would be quiet.
When the battery finally went dead or something,
I don't know. It just would not stop talking.
That's hilarious.
And when, I don't know, I can't remember if it was, I think it was when it was hungry or something, it would go, like, Fruit Loops. And then you'd press its tongue and it'd go, yum.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
There's a peek into my childhood.
Yeah, I was going to say thanks for that. seemed fine for a minute, then it got weirder the longer the story went.
It got weird. Furbies were also kind of, I don't know.
A little creepy, I know, yeah.
Oh, they were major creepy. But it still had one. Whatever. Jay, you know, people who volunteer, they say live longer.
Okay, I can see that.
There is a catch, though.
Oh, dang it.
All right, so people who volunteer for selfless reasons, such as helping others,
right,
live longer than those who don't lend a helping hand, a new study says.
Yeah.
However, those who volunteer for more self-centered reasons do not reap the same life-extending benefits.
I could see that, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. I guess that's not really breaking news.
No.
But we just do the news here. We don't do breaking
news. Yeah, we don't do Can't expect us to do breaking news, for crying out loud. We play music and stuff and have jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, guess what? They don't have breaking jokes on Channel 4. They're like, oh, we got breaking news. We don't have breaking news. We just have jokes and stuff.
Yeah. So study done by University of Michigan. And I guess it means we should volunteer.
Probably. Well, the food drive's coming up. That's about a month away.
Okay.
So, you know, a little bit less than a month away. That's there's some volunteering that goes on there.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's our next chance. So, until then, you selfish little brat, maybe get out and volunteer, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I make tea, I take an ice cube and I throw it in there to make it drinkable immediately.
But you want ice cube tea.
Do you like it?
I mean, I've never done it, but I like the concept of it.
Kevin James.
Like, for example, I have water. So if I were to put my water in that and freeze it, that would be pretty awesome. It would just be like cold water in my water.
Science.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, you scientist, you.
I'm not the scientist.
Apparently not. Nobody is, apparently.
It's a wild, rule-breaking Wednesday. It's a wacky Wednesday. It's a wild card Wednesday.
There
wild
it is.
Card Wednesday?
Yeah, wild card, yeah.
Yeah, why are you trying to know? I don't know. So many words, so little time.
Uh-huh.
I think I've heard of this before, and let me know if you have, Jay.
Okay.
Hotels.com.
Yeah, heard of it.
They have a annual hotel room insights report. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
I have not. No, I don't know what this is.
Okay, so they reveal like some of the, I think in addition to other things, but they reveal some of the most unusual items left behind at their hotels like around
boy.
The world.
Oh, man.
So
that's got to be an incredible list.
Yeah, so it's like data from over 400 different hotels across the globe. And, you know, they say, okay, we find phone chargers, dirty laundry, power adapters, makeup, toiletries, things like that.
Yeah, the basic stuff.
Yeah, and then they get into some of the things that are different.
Oh, wow.
This is actually kind of interesting, though. They said 10% of hotels reported finding dentures, I guess, which I guess is not super unusual.
I mean, you probably take them out, you know, before you leave, and then, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, almost anything you leave behind, I could see it. If it's relatively normal.
Right. But you want to hear the unusual.
Yes,
things.
I do.
Okay. Let's see. They have, well, a Rolex watch.
Oh, man. Yeah, you figure I got to take better care of that.
Yeah. Another watch worth $6 million.
What? Holy smokes. I guess you probably called the hotel for that.
Yeah. Keys and documents for a luxury car.
Man, how did you get out of there? Did you not drive? Yeah. I mean, you just used the spare key? I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems weird.
A car tire.
Like the one we saw this morning?
I guess so, yeah.
That was, by the way, very weird. Before you continue with your list, Steve and I both saw it. It's hard to get into the building these days because there's construction like on three sides. So you have to come in. For me, it's on the opposite side. I don't know. Is that the way you normally come in?
I normally come in that way.
So because I usually come in from the east, Steve comes in from the west. And I had to drive around. And after I turned the corner, right in the middle of the street there was a tire, like, you know, standing up on the tread, like you could throw a football through it kind of scenario, just right in the middle of the street. And what was your first thought? Let's see how different we are. What was your first thought when you saw that tire in the middle of the road like that? Which, by the way, was near like a camper that a guy's living in.
I thought, well, that doesn't belong there.
did you stop and stare at it? Did you swerve? Did you nothing? You just thought, oh, that's weird. That's all you thought?
Pretty much. I mean, I got out of the way because I was like, oh, maybe there's like a person around here.
Right.
And I don't want to hit them.
Okay.
Then I thought, there's got to be a reason for this.
Okay.
I don't know what the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drove.
All right. Well, I was on the phone with my wife when I came around the corner. And I said, holy smokes, there's a tire in the road. And apparently I've watched too many TV shows. Because my first thought was,
let's take it for a spin.
Nope. There's probably somebody over here hiding that's waiting for me to get out of my car and move it out of the way. And then they're going to grab me and rip me off.
Oh, like mug you or something.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's where I went.
I mean, I have a fear of being adult napped, but not like that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a good thing you didn't stop that. I think it was a ploy to get you to stop. So they could grab you, never to be seen again. So
it's a trick, huh?
Well, I mean, it's right by that guy's trailer. Back to you.
Now I'm scared.
Maybe too many TV shows.
Yeah, could be. Moving on with the list of strange, unusual items found at hotels. An engagement ring. I feel like that's not too strange.
Man.
A tooth.
A tooth?
Yeah, that's more interesting than dentures. I feel like a tooth is uncommon.
Oh, for sure. Plus, what was the tooth fairy had the day off or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
Odd. Two full leg casts.
Okay. Don't need them anymore. We'll just leave these here.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, both of them.
I don't know. Maybe they feel like room service will take, or not.
I'm going to guess from a costume. Let's just say that.
Okay. Could be. Stacks of cash.
Whoa.
That seems interesting.
Again, I really think maybe take better care.
Yeah. And these last two, these are probably the most extreme.
Okay.
Maybe. A pet lizard and a chick.
Like a baby chicken?
Yeah.
Huh.
They were reunited safely with their owners. Don't know if they were separate owners or what.
I would hope it's the same person.
Yeah, I would hope so too. The report also details.
How's that go on the phone call? Excuse me, Steve. It's the hotel. Hey, by chance, did you leave your lizard behind? A tooth?
Oh, man. They also detailed some of the most unusual room service requests. For these hotels.
Oh man, I'm holy smokes.
Burnt toast, a caviar hot dog, fresh goat milk.
Duh.
4 pounds of bananas.
Okay.
And a high five from a team member.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I bruised my leg. I caused $400 in damage to my phone.
Holy smokes.
It was just no good.
Yeah. Learn your lesson, did you?
No.
Kevin James.
If only there was a way, like after you turned the lights off, to like maybe if a phone would only have like flashlight or something so you could have found your way out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Yeah, beat the show time, brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Love it! Hunter!
Oh, did we lose him?
Uh-oh. Ah! I don't know if that was me or if that was him. Dang it. I wonder if I did that. I don't think I did.
Oh, well.
Try again, Steve.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right. Steve's going to line us up another contestant. I don't think that was me, but if it was, Hunter, I apologize. I mean, we did have a little phone problem earlier today. It's possible. Anything's possible, guys. Anything's possible. All right, we'll see. Did he call back? I feel bad if I hung up on him.
No, he didn't call back. But we got someone else. It's okay. Maybe next time. Next time.
All right. Sorry, Hunter. Call and let us know if that was me. Who do we have? Hello?
This is Joe.
Joe, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's new?
You know, just another day, another dollar.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I work for a power sports company.
Okay.
Parts and accessories was in service as well. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So you do you actually work on the machines or sales? Yeah. Or you work on the machines?
I'm in parts, but I used to wrench for about 10 years and kind of took a beating on my body. So
yeah, it kind of does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, I think I'll give my back and my shoulders and my knees a rest here and do something else for a while. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't blame me. You know what he means, Steve. Steve's a big wrencher. You know, he's a guy who can fix almost everything. Right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Been there, baby. All the time.
He's like, not a very good liar, Joe, just so you know.
thanks for the laugh.
Joe, have you been to the fair this year? Any fair?
I just went last night to the Clay Walker show. So, yeah, I saw you up on that stage.
Oh, okay. All right. What'd you think of the show?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Had you seen
it? A little too tipsy, and so that was that.
That was that.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's see how we do today. The category is fair, and, you know, pass, if you get stuck, it'll give you 60 seconds, and I'll be back in a little over a minute to see if I can beat you and beat the show. Okay, buddy?
Sounds
good. All right, here we go, Joe.
All righty. Joe, the Spokane Interstate Fair is how many days?
Nine?
There are typically ATMs at a fair. What does ATM stand for?
Automatic transfer of money.
Life Ain't Fair is a Midland song. When was the group last in Spokane? Give me a month.
Have no idea, but I'm going to use this from years ago, the Nile. Jay will know about it.
Okay. Fill in the blank. All's fair in love and blank.
Love and War.
Name the actress who was Mary Poppins and also in the musical My Fair Lady.
I have no idea. The Nile.
Okay. Fair to Remember is an episode of season 5 on Modern Family. How many seasons of the show were there of Modern Family?
Let's do 9.
And name one of the stars of the new Netflix movie, A Family Affair.
Oh, have no idea. The Nile.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me do my crazy wave. Crazy wave.
How'd it go, Joe?
Not so good, but
not so good.
I had to use a cheat code that you offered a couple years ago with Kevin.
Oh, a cheat code.
Huh. We'll get there, Jay. Okay. I have no idea what this means, but I still found it funny.
Okay. All right. Cheat code. All right. We'll see.
I think I found it funny. I'm not really sure.
Really? Okay.
I'm more just confused, but that's fine.
That's fair. Yeah.
All right, Jay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. The Spokane Interstate Fair is how many days? I said that weird.
10, I think.
There are typically ATMs at fairs. What does ATM stand for?
Automatic teller machine? Automated teller machine? Yeah.
Life Ain't Fair is a Midland song. When was the group last in Spokane? I'll take a month or a year.
Oh, boy. 2024.
Okay. Fill in the blank. All's fair in love and blank.
War.
Name the actress who is Mary Poppins and also in the musical My Fair Lady.
Julie Andrews?
A Fair to Remember is an episode in season 5 of Modern Family. How many seasons of the show were there?
It was 11.
Name one of the stars of the new Netflix movie, A Family Affair.
I don't know it. Julie Andrews? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that one. Pass, I guess.
All right. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we're out of control today.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a wild card Wednesday. What'd you expect?
It is a wild card Wednesday.
I blame Joe's wife.
Is she going to like that, Joe, or not really?
She probably won't think that's that funny, huh?
Oh, no, I think it's hilarious.
Okay, that's all that matters. All right, let's see how we did.
All right, the Spokane County Interstate Fair is how many days? Joe said 10, or Joe said 9, Jay said 10. Joe said automatic transfer money, or something like that, I think.
That's a good one. I like that.
Jay, you said automatic transfer.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, Joe.
But I think Joe is confident in getting some funny points.
Okay.
Because this, I think that's what he's going to get for at least this next one.
All right.
Life Ain't Fair is a Midland song. When was the group last in Spokane?
Well, I was just kidding. That is well played. Oh, my gosh. That's been a minute.
Yeah. I was like, that's not a month or a year.
I see what you mean by the cheat code now. That is awesome.
Is there a story here?
Well, we had a contestant like a...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you put it back in there?
Heavens, yes. Well, I've been throwing it out.
It's expired.
What's your point?
No, it's not. We don't know that.
Kevin James.
Yeah, we can't find the expiration date. If you can't find it, then it's
still works, Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Actually, a really good point. If you can't find the expiration date, it can't be expired. Also, if they really want...
That's right. I don't think that's right.
Stop. Also, if you really, really, really think that your product expires, why are you hiding the expiration date? Because I feel like they all do that. It's like, oh, it's stamped on the bottom. Yeah, it's stamped in the exact same color as the bottle in very small print that seems to either get like blurred because, you know, the bottle gets rubbed on there or something, or it's hidden on the side and they write it weirdly, or it's a tiny font. I mean, come on. If you really think it's going to expire, make it bigger so that we can all see it easily. Put it inside the cap. It seems like that's the obvious one.
You would think.
I don't know. I'm disappointed.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
I'm disappointed in you people.
Oh boy.
Whoever it is, whoever you expiration people are, I'm disappointed in you.
You thing you.
You thing you. I'm going to ask Steve Hawk about that when I see him here in about 10 minutes.
Very good.
Also disappointed in the expiration people.
Expiration people. Yeah, I believe that's their official title.
You know who you are.
You know what you've done.
Don't act like you don't know.
Jay, you're a smart guy.
Hilarious.
Okay. Let's see how smart you are.
Oh, man.
There's a brain teaser.
We were eating funnel cakes at 11 o'clock last night. What do you expect me to have at this point?
Come on, Jay. You got some brain cells.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
Okay, clap it up.
Clap it up.
I don't know. You were clapping.
Thank you.
Brain teaser reportedly used during interviews for Harvard University.
Oh, man, I'm in.
Has stumped 90% of people.
Let's go.
Who attempt it. 90%.
Baby.
Jay. So are you the 10% who
I doubt it,
are not stumped?
Let's try.
All right, so this there was like an image shown on social media that shows a Harvard University letterhead with this mathematical problem.
All right.
So here's the question. If there are 7 men with 7 wives, and each man and each wife have 7 children, what is the total number of people?
7 men with 7 wives. And then what was the second part?
Each man and each wife have 7 children. What is the total number of people? I will tell you, answers have ranged from as low as 21 people to as high as 448 people.
No, that's wrong.
With one person saying it's 700 people.
So there's...
They didn't explain their reasoning.
7 couples with each having 7 children?
I'll read you the question again.
Yeah, one more time. I'll try to actually listen this time.
Okay. If there are 7 men with 7 wives,
right,
and each man and each wife have 7 children, what is the total number of people?
Yeah, that's 7 men, 7 wives. And 7
carry the
7,
one. And multiply.
Each of them have
divide,
7 children.
Subtract.
I mean, it feels like 49, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think you're wrong. Because...
Wait, you don't know the answer?
Well, here's the thing. It comes down to how you interpret the question, apparently.
Oh.
If each man has...
It should just say, if you're going to ask a question, it should have a right answer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's why they're Harvard.
Yeah.
Although... okay, so if each man has 1 wife, the correct answer would be 63. But if you look at each man has 7 wives, the answer is 392. This is according to someone who posted it on the social media post.
Terrible.
So we actually don't know the official answer from Harvard.
I'm actually going to come in there and rip up that piece of paper because that is the stupidest thing ever. You don't ask a question and then not have an answer.
Well, there are two answers. Two things can be true at the same time, right, Jay?
Not in math.
Why not?
I mean, you can get there differently, but the number's the same. I have 392, 63, 98.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those people are right. 63 or 392, because it's how you interpret the question.
The Big